So God Made a Patriot. This was originally recited by Fred Thompson. And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, "I need a defender." So God made a patriot. God said, "I need somebody who is willing to sacrifice everything, his fortune, his sacred honor, even his life for liberty. Something called inalienable right that he cannot see, but knows he cannot live without." So God made a patriot. God said, "I need somebody willing to ride a horse through sleepy towns in the dark of night, sounding the alarm, entreating neighbors to take up arms against an overwhelming force of wicked timid." So God made a patriot. God said, "I need someone who, even after crushing defeats, rises up and stands tall. Someone who hears the clarion call that these are the times that try men's souls, but does not shrink from the trial. Someone who will cross a frozen river in the dead of winter when all logic and reason says turn back, abandon hope." So God made a patriot. Then God said, "I need a man who knows of the rise and fall of great nations, who knows of human nature and the corrupting influence of power and the fragility of liberty. I need this man, and along with his like-minded brethren, to write an enduring constitution." So God made a patriot. God said, "I need a person. One person who's willing to do whatever it takes, even write a book to confront injustice and spark a movement that would tear apart a people so that chains will rightfully be shattered and a blessed union will eventually emerge." So God made a patriot. Then God said, "I need someone who, with the love of family and for the love of country, will cross a vast ocean and storm a heavily fortified beach. And if he survives, charge through 200 yards of bullets and blood across the merciless beach. And if he survives, scale the towering cliff. And if he survives, begin the long march to free a continent. And if he survives, return home and with the same resolute determination, rebuild a nation and someday be called the greatest generation." God said, "I need someone who will, without thought of self, invest in schools and scouts and church and community, so that the proposition all men are created equal remains a beacon to enlighten the world, and that such a beacon shall not perish from this earth." So God made a patriot. Then God said, "I need someone who will, with the courage to not give up her seat on a bus and thus force a nation to confront its deepest division and heal the wounds and pursue the dream that inspires all hearts." So God made a patriot. And God said, "I need someone strong enough to stand against an enemy, foreign or domestic, that would try to steal the freedom so dearly defended, the rights of so righteously upheld, yet gentle enough to help a small child carry a star-spangled flag in a hometown parade." So God made a patriot. Then God said, "I need a man who will speak the truth to his own leaders that in order to preserve our great nation, we will not sacrifice the well-being of future generations for the sake of our own. Someone who will tirelessly toil day upon night, no matter the setback, no thought of surrender. Someone who will prayerfully rise every morning to climb the wall as a defender duly endowed with the honored gift of generations before, while offering a solemn promise to generations ahead. A defender who will ensure that the way of truth and the torch of liberty remain forever lit in this shiny city on a hill. So God made a patriot.